Did you have to do a lot of renovating to the building before you opened it?
We did, and we didn't have enough money to hire a contractor, so we really did most of it ourselves. Steve was something of a handyman, had done some fix-it stuff, having owned a house, he'd done quite a bit to that house. We didn't hire an architect or anything. We just pretty much chalked off on the floor the place where we wanted things to be, and then we just built right on top of it. It's got this wooden floor in it, so we just kind of built right onto the wood floor that was there. There are a couple risers in the front windows that face north still to this day that Steve and I actually built by hand. We went around looking for rustic materials. We tore down a barn in South Payne County that was owned by then Judge Hurt. We got that barn just for doing some cleanup work after we tore the barn down. So that's where the rustic wood and the barnwood effect came from. In our travels, we found a little sawmill over in Coweta, Oklahoma, from a fellow by the name of Eddie Gilbert who had this sawmill. We bought some split logs, two of which are still in place over there in Eskimo Joe's today. I love to show those to people, tell them that I helped build the platform they sit on. We paid 50 cents a piece for those split logs. I like to kid 37 years later, I think those two logs are fully depreciated. So that's kind of what we were like and what we were up to.
You were having fun, weren't you?
We were certainly having fun.